2nd, 2023. I'll call to order the Taney County Commission meeting. Are there any commission remarks? Next week, Monday, October 9th, the Taney County Courthouse and Judicial Center will be closed in observance of Columbus Day, so our regular meetings will be on October the 10th. First thing on our agenda this morning, we have approval of accounts payable.
Move to approve checks numbers 473-296 through 473-360, warrants 8237 through 8238, five journal entries or transfers.
Second.
Have a motion and a second. Any further discussion? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Next order of business we have is approval of previous meeting minutes. We have regular session minutes for September 25th, 2023, and executive minutes for September 25th, 2023 as well.
Move to approve regular session minutes for September 25th, 2023, and executive session minutes for September 25th, 2023.
Second.
Have a motion and second. Any further discussion? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Our next order of business is approval of a portion of McCann Road vacation, file number 23-080, Road and Bridge. In front of us this morning, we have the petitioner, Mr. J.T. Magnus, correct, sir?
Yes, and co-partner, Dorinda Lee, present.
Okay. The commission has been petitioned to vacate a portion of McCann Road in Powersite.
Do we want to reread the petition into the record again?
Yes. We'll set for a public hearing on October 2nd, 2023, which is today.
Would you like for me to read it?
Sure.
Amended petition to vacate public road comes now petitioners J.T. Magnus and Dorinda Lee, citizens of Taney County, in full compliance with the Commission's ruling of July 3rd, term 2023, with amended legal and ruling that RSMO 228.110 is the correct and applicable statute, with petition as set for second ruling October term 2023. A. Amended meets and bounds description, point of beginning, southeast corner of Block 6, Lot 22, thence south across McCann Road to northeast corner of Lot 34, Block 9 of Powersite, Taney County, Missouri Plat, thence east following McCann Road to the dead end, thence at right angle north across McCann Road, thence back to the point of beginning. B. That notice to the utility providers have been made and in file without objections. C. That the petitioners are the joint owners of all the land that adjoins and touches the proposed road vacated. D. That notice was posted and given locations, compliance of 71.280/228.110 with two published notices in local newspaper. E. That notice of the second hearing have been posted in three locations within 20 days of that hearing in compliance with RSMO 228.110. F. That there was no remonstrance objection at the first hearing. Wherefore, if the Commission finds that the allegations are true and in compliance with RSMO 228.110, then the petitioners ask that it is so ordered and to be filed with the Taney County Recorder's Office. Signed by J.T. Magnus and Dorinda Lee and verified, says verification, J.T. Magnus and Dorinda Lee, herein being the first duly sworn, deposes and states that they have read the foregoing amended petition and the facts herein stated are true, and both signed and dated 9/12/2023.
And that is the original petition that was presented to the commission.
That was the amended petition.
That was the
amended petition to vacate.
Does the other still need to be read in as well, or just that one because that's the amended?
Only that one's sufficient.
Okay.
Thank you.
Right. At this time, is there anyone here to speak in favor of this or to speak on this road vacate?
Asking me if I'm in favor of this?
I'm asking you, you are the petitioner. Do you have anything to add?
No, Your Honor. Okay. Yes, I am the petitioner.
Okay. Is there anybody in opposition to this road petition this morning?
Not I.
Mr. Magnus?
Just a second.
Okay, you're fine.
Yeah.
Have you, you've said that there's willingness to go ahead and donate land for a turnaround for us to be
yes.
able to, has any of that been put in writing or?
No. Let me tell you what happened on that. I've got filled or fixed to fill in, and we've agreed with Devin and Denzel. Before Denzel retired. And we wasn't going to do anything on it because Empire was going to remove six poles. And they've been down there looking at the removal of those six poles. As soon as those six poles are done, we're going to put it right in front. And we definitely want a circle there because it'd be more convenient to have it. And it's conducive in that area to do that. But we also have a dead end sign up at the intersection at Gillis Road. And so now that we've had the dead end sign there, most of the traffic that, you know, think they're going down Silver Creek Road reverts over and turns there at Gillis Road. So there's not much of a need for a circle. But we definitely want one. Devin said that he's on vacation and he'd get back to me next week and we'd work it out and take care of it.
I'll speak to that. Devin called Friday afternoon and said he had talked to Mr. Magnus and that they had an understanding. He was in full agreement that they would have the turnaround and they would work out exactly the dimensions of where it was at the time.
The area, the material, and the know-how to do it, and that will be a problem to the commission or to any county.
So you're saying nobody uses the road through there? Nobody uses that anyways through there.
Oh.
So essentially it's useless?
Right.
Well, and it
also is a burden to come down there and fix my road. My private road was 1,300 feet. It's an embarrassment too for me to have the county come down and fix my private road.
JT owns on both sides of the county road now, and it's right at a quarter mile from beginning of property line to his house, and there is no exit at the end. It is deadheaded at his house.
Okay.
With all that said, I move that we accept the amended petition to vacate the public road from as described of McCain Road. File number 23-080RB.
Would you also approve the order in your motion?
I move to vacate the road and approve the order.
Second.
Have a motion and a second. Any further discussion? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Thank you. That will conclude that section of our meeting this morning. Next on our agenda.
Appreciate it.
Thank you, sir.
You're welcome.
Ma'am.
Try to figure those hearing aids out.
That's okay. He'll need some someday.
Keeps looking at me.
Yeah, I know. I say it and you get the blame.
Uh-huh. Next on our agenda, we have notice of intent to declare a single source provider for flock safety ALPR camera and monitoring system number SSP-2023-09-538. At this time, if there is anyone here now who feels they or their company can offer an alternative as a direct source, not third party, to Flock Group Incorporated, with a product as beneficial as what they offer to Taney County, with all of the same financial and same operational advantages, including delivery, if so, please come forward now. See anybody.
Were you all aware there was...
We have received a letter of protest. Yeah. Yep. From Recor and Recognition Systems Incorporated. We do have a letter dated September 19th, 2023, from Recor Intelligence Driven Innovations, 6721 Columbia Gateway Drive, Suite 400, Columbia, Maryland.
I move to rescind the previous waiver of competitive bids and proceed to procure the desired equipment through the competitive bid process.
Second.
I have a motion and a second. Any further discussion? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Next on our agenda, we have the reimbursement certification request from Southwest Missouri Solid Waste Management District N. We have a reimbursement form in the amount of $11,992.77 that is requiring single signature of myself. Is for reimbursement for products purchased for the HCC facility. HHW/HHC facility.
So you just need to sign this to be able to get the reimbursement?
To get the reimbursement, yes.
Move to approve and allow Commissioner Plummer to sign the reimbursement certification request form from the Southwest Missouri Solid Waste Management District N.
Second.
Have a motion and second. Any further discussion? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Next order of business is intergovernmental agreement for mutual aid and construction services. It's helipad for a helipad, file number 23-122 RV Roden Bridge.
Any questions?
This would be with Central Taney County Fire Protection and Taney County.
No questions.
Move to approve the intergovernmental agreement for mutual aid and construction services by and between Central Taney County Fire Protection District and Taney County.
Second.
I have a motion and a second. Any further discussion? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Next on our agenda, we have Allis Acres and Arney insurance renewal discussion. With this, we do have the possibility of going into our executive session pursuant to 16.021. Good morning.
Good morning. We're going to have Erica go first. She's got some packets for everybody, and so she's going to handle everything except the matter.